Your top stories on Blitz this hour. A bumper midweek fixture list in the Premier League. Tiger Woods takes aim at the President's Cup. The British and Irish Lions tour itinerary is released. All systems go for the Dubai Sevens. And Europe, Asia and Africa's golfers teared up in Mauritius.
Tiger Woods opened up ahead of the Hero World Challenge at Albany Golf Club in the Bahamas. Woods, who hosts the event, will face the likes of defending champion Jon Rahm, Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson, as well as most of the American team taking part at the President's Cup, with only Dustin Johnson choosing to rest this week before heading to Australia.
I told all the guys, you know, this at Liberty when we had our meeting, that, you know, back in 98, we weren't ready to play. It was, again, late in the year in December. The season ended differently. Players shut it down, and then they geared right back up for Australia, and we got beat pretty badly. And so it was important for the guys to continue playing, and they have. And, you know, now the guys are playing this week to get ready.
After the tournament wraps up on Saturday, Woods will immediately shift his focus to captaining and playing for the U.S. team at the President's Cup at Royal Melbourne.
Now here we are. I'm the second playing captain in the history of the President's Cup. So it's a pretty neat responsibility, and the role's not easy. There's a lot of moving parts, whether it's talking to the guys, talking to my vice captains, organizing what we need to have done down there, having to be ready, but also I need to keep sharp, I need to keep practicing, I need to keep working on my game, make sure I have all my feels and that my game is sharp and ready to go. And because, you know, at minimum next week, I'll be responsible for 2 points.
Woods will go up against South African legend Ernie Els, who will captain the internationals.
My first impression of Ernie, he was 94. Yeah, 94. I played in the Johnny Walker Phuket. And damn, was he big. You know, I was about 140 pounds. This big giant of a man out there playing, and he hadn't won the U.S. Open yet. But he was a young guy on tour, and we had a little bit in common in that regard. I was trying to figure out what the hell am I going to do with playing maybe professional golf down the road. And we talked a little bit back in 94, and he took a little liking to me. And we saw each other for the next, 25 years. And so he's been a great friend over the years and a person that I've always enjoyed either playing golf with, going out with, and just giving each other the needle the entire time.
Team USA take aim at the rest of the world when the 2019 President's Cup gets underway. It's the 13th edition, and it's live on your World of Champions.
With the World Cup done and dusted, the next most eagerly awaited event on the rugby calendar has been finalised. With the fixtures for the British and Irish Lions 2021 Tour of South Africa having been released on Wednesday. Warren Gatland's side is expected to play in front of the largest ever crowd for a Lions test since the game turned professional, with the 88,000 capacity F&B Stadium in Johannesburg confirmed to host the first test between the world champions and the tourists on the 24th of July 2021. The teams will then travel to Cape Town for the second test a week later, taking place at the Cape Town Stadium as the city hosts its first Lions test since 1997. They will then return to Gauteng for the third and final test, taking place at the home of rugby in South Africa, Emirates Airline Park, on the 7th of August. The combined capacity for the three test venues is just below 205,000. The 8-game schedule includes 6 weekend fixtures, the 3 test matches, as well as 3 games against Super Rugby teams, the Bulls, the Sharks and the Stormers. While 2 midweek battles will see the Lions face an invitational side in Port Elizabeth and South Africa A in Nelspruit.
The 28 captains for the men's and ladies' teams at the 2019 Emirates Dubai Sevens enjoy the change of scenery on Tuesday with the traditional pre-tournament photo. After taking over from Philip Snyman in Canada earlier this year, Siviwe Soyizwapi will lead the Blitzboxing for the fifth time in an HSBC Sevens World Series event. Soyizwapi and his colleagues will try and build on the success of the Springboks going into the new season.
What happened at the World Cup with the Springboks winning the World Cup, it was massive for the whole nation, and it really inspired the nation, and not only the nation, inspired us. I mean, it really happened at a time when we were almost into our season, so it really gave us a lot of motivation and just to keep that South African flag flying high.
The Emirates Dubai Sevens will celebrate 50 years of thrilling action this weekend. It has always been a happy hunting ground for SA, with six titles in the desert under the belt, including back-to-back wins in 2016 and 2017. This year, the focus will be different, as the tournament kicks off to a season that will culminate in the Tokyo Olympics.
We were working on just coming together as a team, and I mean, in our squad, we have a lot of individual guys that bring a lot of brilliance and talent and X-factor, so I mean, coming together as a team and looking back, executing what we try to achieve as a collective, I think I'll be really happy if we can get that right.
Also at stake will be an early claim for a place in the team for the home tournament, the Cape Town Sevens, next weekend. So Izwapi and his team will be looking over their shoulders at the performance of the SA Academy Sevens team, where each individual is pushing hard to make it into the senior squad.
Yes, I think we're about 36 players in total. Each position is covered by two or three guys. It's really competitive, and it's guys that have played a lot of tournaments, guys with experience who are playing in the academy. So we'll be watching that team as well and supporting them and know that they'll do well. So it's really healthy competition, and it keeps you on your toes to keep working hard and pushing. So we're in a really healthy place, and hopefully that will help us to go throughout the season.
The first round of the HSBC 7 Series gets underway in Dubai. Catch all the action live on your World of Champions. Samoa and Canada get the action up and running. South Africa face Kenya later on in the day. Be sure not to miss out on the action.
It's Destination Dubai on the World 7 Series as the women's competition enjoys its second tournament of the season. New Zealand will be looking to continue their domination of both the event and the series. The Kiwis were at their brutal best in the UAE, going undefeated throughout the tournament as they beat the likes of Ireland, Kenya, the USA and Canada on their way to the title.
Brazier, right, then left, and now kicking, new tacket, kicking for Baker. Baker with open spaces. Is the ball going to sit up for Shakira Baker? It is! Beautifully executed try by New Zealand. Brazier to Baker.
New Zealand went on to win four tournaments last season to wrest the series title away from Australia. The Aussies had a season to forget, failing to win a single tournament as they finished fourth in the standings.
Brilliant defence, Bianca Ferreira on the outside. Ferreira gets her seventh of the weekend.
The Dubai leg of the HSBC Women's 7 Series gets underway with Spain and Ireland clashing. Australia will take on Fiji, Canada and Russia will meet. France and England will also lock horns, while New Zealand will take on Japan.
The Afreesia Bank Mauritius Open makes a return to Heritage Golf Club for the third time in its five-year history. Opened in 2004, the course is located on the south coast of this picturesque island. Justin Harding made his breakthrough on the European Tour this year and is looking forward to ending 2019 on a good note on a track he enjoys playing.
It's always a special place to come to. I've been lucky enough to come the last couple of years, and with mixed results, obviously had a good one last year and hoping to improve on that, but this place hasn't exactly been my best friend over the last couple of times I've played it. But yeah, just going to try and see if we can kick on and finish the year off nicely.
Josh Coutier returns to the course where he won the inaugural tournament in 2015. The tri-sanctioned event provides a relaxed environment for the players, and he, like fellow South African Dean Burmester, hope to take advantage of the island's calming effect.
Excited to be here. It's nice to play on a golf course with such fond memories, but I guess we're all starting on level par, so it should be a fun and exciting week. I think it keeps me relaxed. It kind of keeps the expectation off, and I know that I don't have to go out and try too hard because I kind of know the course well enough. I was just saying to someone, Nathan, that's the best I've seen it. But, yeah, it's a fun track. It's island vibes. I mean, I'm going to show up in my flip-flops and leave in my flip-flops.
It's nice to be on the island and you kind of relax and chill. I've got my family with me this week and we're staying at the hotel, so everything's good and I'm putting in some hard work. You know, nice, perfect weather pretty much, a little bit of wind, so it's nice. I love it here. This is probably, you know, out of the two, I'd probably prefer this one, Heritage, more than Anahita. Some reason that one just doesn't suit my eye as well. But look, I've done well here in the past, not quite as well as some of the other guys, but I'm looking forward to getting my name on that trophy.
The European Tour's next stop is at the Heritage Golf Club, and your World of Champions will bring you all four rounds live from Mauritius.
It's been a truly remarkable year in terms of records being broken and equaled in the year of 2019. It saw the Rugby World Cup trophy land in the hands of Springbok captain Siya Kolisi as South Africa drew level with New Zealand in terms of lifting the Webb Ellis crown, both doing it on three occasions, while Kolisi became the first player of colour to captain the Springboks to World Cup glory.
It gave us another reason, you know, to fight even harder because we knew what was going on back at home. And I think coach reminded us that we have a privilege of doing what we're doing and that can give a little bit of hope to the people. And yeah, I did travel, seen all the videos in malls, in taverns, and every single person in the street celebrating. So we knew it was much more than just for our personal gains. It was for the country.
Staying with success stories on the African continent, Eliud Kipchoge set a new world record as he finished the marathon in just under 2 hours in October. This came after he set the quickest time ever for the London Marathon earlier in the year.
I'm really feeling happy and I can say this. I'm really happy, man. And it can even go beyond happiness because I have done it. And I missed by 26 seconds in Monza 2 years ago. And I was given again another chance by a positive person who loves the sport to come and try to show the world that everything is possible. So I am happy.
The season-ending IAAF World Championship was lit up by two female athletes who rose to prominence in their respective events. Great Britain's Dina Asher-Smith became the first British woman to win a major global sprint title as she stormed to victory in the 200-meter event in Doha, whilst also setting a new national record with a time of 21.88 seconds. American Dalila Mohammed managed to break her own record in the women's 400-meter hurdles with a time of 52.16 seconds, just 0.4 seconds quicker than the previous record. She narrowly beat compatriot Cindy McLaughlin as the 29-year-old heads into the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo as world champion.
It feels good. My coach definitely told me it was possible before the race, and going into it, I just kind of tried to believe that and just go with it. He told me don't hold anything back and just go from the start and I'd be able to finish. So I was just trusted in that, and that's what I did out there.
As the Formula One season ended, Lewis Hamilton dominated once again, going on to clinch his sixth world championship at the US Grand Prix, and is now just one title off all-time world record holder Michael Schumacher.
I was always driven and inspired by it, and it's crazy because I still miss Ayrton to this day. I miss watching him. Every now and then I watch online a clip of him racing. And I always wanted to do something similar to him. And then obviously when I got to three world titles, which was already such a dream, I was thinking, in my mind, I was like, okay, like an Olympic relay race, when your partner passes over the baton, you continue it on. So in my mind, I was like, maybe I take this on for Ayrton and see how far we can go. And now we're at number six. Obviously, I'm not stopping anytime soon.
With plenty of records being broken, there were a few shocks along the way as well. Tottenham Hotspur parted ways with Maurizio Pochettino after 5 years at the helm. Poor run of results led to the Argentine's demise, and it opened the door for former Manchester United and Chelsea boss Jose Mourinho, who was announced as a new coach a day after Pochettino was sacked.